I warned you. I told you. There is no turning back. Being with me means being with me exclusively. I take commitment very seriously. You can see that now, can't you? I was not joking. I'm not interested in any games. She was your best friend, right? Wrong. I am your best friend. I am. You need to know that she wasn't willing to die for you. She didn't go easily. And that right there is all the proof that you need to know that she didn't care. She was just another obstacle in our way. Don't worry, baby. She's dead now. I cut all of her veins one by one. Well, because I wanted her blood to be absolutely everywhere. And it is. Now you won't be able to picture her smiling or have any pleasant memories. Because, look at her. Look at her. I said fucking look at her now. She's a rotting carcass, ugly and useless. Her eyes are dead. And you can't have anyone but me. Another girl. You're out of your fucking mind. I am the only woman for you. There will be no others. Trust that I will see to that. Uh-huh. Well, I suggest you become a xenophobe. Unless you find me killing people a turn on. Because if that's the case, hon, then I can make you very happy. See, I've always had a fascination with violence, baby. It used to be focused on me. I liked it rough. No one could give me what I needed. I would walk around sketchy neighborhoods at night, wearing a very short skirt and no bra under a tight t-shirt. And needless to say, I found many suitors. They were violent, unstable men, and they held me down. And they raped me until they understood that I enjoyed the pain. I got off to it. It was so funny. It was so funny. They would try so hard to make me cry or upset. They hit me, gave me bruises, the whole nine yards. And it sucked so many cocks. They were just forced down my throat, but I had such a good time. Until I decided to be on the other side for once. And I found this little lady vagrant down on her luck, had to have just run away. And I lured her in with promises of room and board. I just wanted to lend a helping hand. I was going to be a true friend to her. But then I drugged her, and when I remember this part so well, I looked down at her and saw me. I saw myself in that dirty, smelly, unconscious body. I realized I had been her so many times. I had been her, but I was never satisfied. I know what I like. So I figured I knew what would get her off. I just thought about that golden rule, right? Do unto others, huh? So, I took a shard of broken glass, and I traced it all along her wrists and her throat. I made her bleed. And you know, I was bored. So bored. And something amazing happened. She regained consciousness. And then I wasn't bored anymore. Her red eyes welled up with tears, and she looked at me like I was the most terrifying thing that she'd ever seen. And you know something? She was right. Because her fear and her screams were so delightful to me. I felt like I fed something deep inside, like this hunger that I never knew that I felt. I'd given it its first taste. of human blood. And as you might imagine, I kind of lost control after that. I kept slashing her body. She died very quickly, but I didn't stop. I kept making her flesh more and more red. Oh, I was so turned on. And after that, I found a stranger to bend me over his car and fuck me that night. That night was my first kill. It's hard to believe that was only 4 months ago. Yeah. Can you imagine how many more lives I've taken? Killing is what gets me off. Makes me whole. Oh, honey. It's okay. Don't cry. Here, let me suck on your cock, okay? You'll find that a murderer's mouth is quite enjoyable. Oh, come on, baby. I know I can tell you every sin I've ever committed, and you won't be able to leave me. Why? That's silly. Silly question. Because I can make you moan and come so easily. You will never want to get rid of me. And I know, it might take some time for you to forgive me, but I can earn back your love. After all, we are soulmates. And don't forget. If I can't have you, nobody will. You can die so painfully. If you ever decide to leave me, why wouldn't you? I'll let you watch me kill. You can. You can pick my targets. Watch me work. Hey, honey. You let me suck your cock with your dead ex-best friend sitting in a chair behind you. Her eye sockets are picked clean. That's what they call a dead eye. Cock is so good. I love it. Maybe you want to come in my whore mouth, huh? I've been such a bad girl. I love seducing men and gutting them, reaching inside of them and pulling out all their organs before they die. You should see the faces. I make such funny faces. Anything. Fucking anything for you. I'll seduce a dyke for you to rape, and then you can watch me tortured to death. I'll make all your most unspeakable desires commonplace. I hate. I treat my lover right. Please come in my mouth. I need to come. I need it. Yes. Fuck. Oh, that was incredible. Like always. Let's go into the next room for a little tour. I have so much to show you. Are you excited? You should be. Close your eyes, cutie. And don't open them. Or you're gonna ruin the surprise. Ta-da! Yeah. Look, your brother. He was the most difficult. I had to work quite hard to make him cheat on his wife. And then he's a big guy, it took a lot of effort to murder and mutilate him, but here they all are, lined up, dead. Your family is no more. Why? Honey, they got in the way. I'm your family now. Oh, you can barely tell. I'm a little sloppy with a knife. Oh, sure. Yeah, if you can get one of them on the phone, I'll turn myself into the police. Mm-hmm, sure. Oh, but, speaking of that, I do have a contingency plan. If you try that, they will find your fingerprints all over them, and you will be the serial killer freak of the week. But I'd still come, moaning your name, knowing what a sick, psychotic fuck you really are. I'm just your innocent girlfriend. I didn't know anything, officer. I swear to God, it was so normal and sweet. I didn't know anything, sir. Please help me. Help me. You get it now? Now fuck me. I want their corpses to watch. To see who you love. Oh, come on, baby. Look. Look at me. I'm nice and bent over and oh, I'm so wet. You shove it into me. And don't be afraid to go rough. After all, I killed your entire family, so it could be just us. I want you to use that. I want you to use that. You mad at me, huh? Use that anger. Rape me. Rape me. I really want to fear for my life. You know. You know. If you really, really loved me, you'd murder me too. So hard and lose yourself in anger, and then you'll strangle me or beat me to death or maybe just cut me. Oh my god, so many ways. I just want to feel it. Please make me hurt. I just want to feel it. Is that it? Are you done? Are you fucking kidding me? Look! Just look. They're all dead. All of them. I took my time, and I made sure that it wasn't painless. And so, I have another hole. You can use that, and I can't stop you. I'm so overcome with regret. I'm such a horrible person. I did what I had to, but I shouldn't have. You'll have to fuck my asshole. Teach me a lesson. Oh, yes. Oh, more like it. Show me the ground. It's getting good. Please. Please, baby. Please. Please don't fuck me there. Not in my ass. It's not for... Please stop it. I can't take it. Oh, somebody. Oh my god. Help. Help me. Somebody help me. He's killing. He's killing the entire family. And I'm next. You know? My boyfriend. Rapist murder.
Oh god, baby. I'm just having some fun.
It still feels so good to be scared. Fuck. You love me, don't you? Why else would you keep fucking me? Okay. Okay, dear. Come on. Come with me already. I'm getting impatient. I'm so fucking horny. I want to feel the burn inside of me. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, fuck this horse ass. I misbehaved. I need it. Oh, my God. Oh, I felt so fucking good. I knew you'd come around. Oh, it doesn't even feel like you're making love. You're actually raping me. Oh, baby. I knew that you loved me. Oh, you know I love your sounds, baby. Moan. Enjoy it. Come inside of me. Yeah. Oh, yes. There. Oh, there you go. Oh, you did so good, baby. You did so well. We should get out of here, because it's rude to disrespect the dead. Next, I want to watch you jerk off to me while I kill somebody. Hey, actually, I've got a girl bound and gagged in my hotel. Shall we call it a date?